Okay, so why should you visit Manchester, England? Well, I came up with a really short answer, and I'm just going to spit it out right up front. You should visit Manchester because it's a large, cosmopolitan European city that forces you to experience its culture and people. There we go. That's the answer. Give up and go home. No, but I'm going to go on anyway. What I mean by forces, I mean it's not. What I mean, it's easy to feel a part of the city while you're there. And I've never experienced that in any other European city that I've been in, and I've been in a lot of them. But while you're in Manchester, it's just, you feel like you're a part of the city. You feel like you're experiencing the people and the culture of that city. Now, I'll give you like an example. My sister and I went to Paris about 8 years ago. We did all the sightseeing. We saw all the sights of Versailles, Eiffel Tower, the Louvre. We were on a tour group. And I can tell you that I've seen Paris, but I really haven't experienced Paris. Does that make sense to you at all? I've seen it, but I don't know anything about the French or the Parisians. Nothing. I just saw the sights. And I was sitting around thinking, as you do, about why people travel. And I don't think it's about ticking off the boxes of, I saw this, and I've been there, and I bought a rug here, and I saw a rusty old dagger in a museum, you know? I don't think it's about that. I think people want to travel because they want to experience cultures and people that are outside of what they normally experience. And that's what's awesome about Manchester, because it makes it easy to do that. Now, when you think of major tourist European cities, you're not really thinking of Manchester. You're thinking of London, Dublin, Amsterdam, Paris, Rome, Athens. And I will tell you this. Manchester has everything that London has, but in a smaller, compact area. Easy to navigate, easy to get around. It is a perfect city. Now, that's not to say that there's nothing to do in Manchester by saying that you wouldn't normally think that it was a big tourist destination. There's tons of stuff to do in Manchester. I mean, do you like looking at old buildings and old pubs? There's tons of them there. Take Fleckie Bennett's Ghost Walk of Manchester. It's awesome. There's tons of history. It's perfect. Perfect if you want to see old churches and stuff like that. Well, I mean, what else do you like? You like sports? Great. You've got four major English Premier League soccer teams right in the area. You've got Manchester United, the New York Yankees of soccer. You've got Manchester City. You've got Liverpool, 35 miles to the west. You've got Bolton Wanderers right to the north. Oh my God, there's cricket. There's rugby. I mean, are you an active person? Awesome. There's golf. There's an indoor ski slope by the Trafford Centre that you could ski or snowboard down year round. There's equestrian stuff. I mean, what else do you like? Nightlife? Great. There's pubs and nightclubs almost on every corner. They're everywhere. You like music? Hey, you're in luck. Every major and minor music act in the world comes through Manchester. Tons of music venues. Shopping. I mean, who doesn't like shopping? There's the Trafford Centre, a massive shopping place, mall, Trafford Centre. There's the Arndale Centre in the city centre. Again, a massive shopping place. You like dining? Great. There's so many good things to eat in Manchester. It's silly. I've never, ever, ever had a bad meal in Manchester, ever. So there's something for everybody to do. But I'm going to tell you one reason why this city is great. And that's its people, plain and simple. The people of Manchester make it a great city. Now, I've got friends there. And I've stayed with my friends, and I've met their friends, and met their friends, and met their friends, and now I've got all kinds of friends there. I've had, conversations with complete strangers outside pubs, and the thing that they all have in common is that they're all warm, friendly, and actually really smart, creative people. And they will love, I mean, everybody I meet wanted to take me to some place that they like to go to. Now that's not the normal touristy thing. That's awesome. You're doing what these people like to do every day. They're taking you to their favorite places. They're telling you what to do. That's what makes Manchester awesome, is the people. So just go to Manchester. You will not regret it.